This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We want to hear from you if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you just have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team at pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos and news stories and blog posts and lots of good health information on all our websites. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself, be an entrepreneur, be your own boss, and I can think of no better time than the present to start yourself a home-based business, to be your own boss, to be an entrepreneur, work out of your home, make your own hours, make as much or as little money as you like, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to find out what all the buzz is about with our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com and check out all our reviews. Pushing 600 five-star reviews now at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed.com. Not a day goes by when I don't get some awesome, awesome review. I just got an incredible Facebook review. Sometimes people think that we're faking these reviews. That is so not true. All our reviews are from the heart. We signed up with a review company that sends out review forms to all our customers, and the reviews we get back are absolutely amazing. And I got one on Facebook the other day that was just absolutely mind blowing. And as I speak here, I'm trying to hunt it down. It was just super, super cool. Well, here it is. I can't find it. But in any case, truthreviewed.com for all our reviews and purchase products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We'll get your calls at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our second segment at the bottom of the hour. We have a guest, Sandra Matheson, is going to be talking to us about her book, Thrive After 40, How to Seize Life and Grow Your Dreams. It's a book for people over 40. Seems like over 40 is, to me anyway, it seems like it's just a kid, 40 years old. But at the age of 40, things start to change. And for a lot of folks who hit the age of 40, I start to wonder about their lives.
So Sandra Matheson's book, Thrive After 40, is a really interesting way to approach being 40. And we'll talk to Sandra at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your calls in the second segment. So I've been reading a lot about vitamin D. I've been hearing a lot about vitamin D. Now, if you've been listening to this program, it's just come as no surprise to you that vitamin D is incredibly, incredibly important. But there's a couple things about vitamin D that are a little bit misunderstood. Now, I said this before, some of this is I'm going to be repeating myself. But I think it's important to recognize that vitamin D is not an ordinary vitamin. What we call vitamins are essential substances that the body needs to perform all its biochemistry. That's what a vitamin is technically. It's an essential substance. That means you must have it or else your biochemistry is not going to be able to function. It's not going to be able to function efficiently. It's just not going to work. Without vitamins, if you're at zero vitamin C, for example, or zero vitamin K, or zero vitamin B, or zero whatever, if you're at zero vitamin, that means some biochemical process is not going to happen, thus the term essential. If that biochemical process doesn't happen, we die. Thus the term essential. Essential means you have to have it. So vitamins are molecules that are found in foods that the human body must have. Vitamins, life, amine comes from the word amine, because the first vitamins were amines. That's a type of chemical structure. Nonetheless, a vitamin is a molecule, a substance, a chemical that's only found in plants that that the human body has to have in order to perform a function. That's the definition of a vitamin. There's no options to vitamins. You have to have the vitamins. You have to eat to get those vitamins. Vitamin D is an exception. Vitamin D is a rare vitamin for a couple of reasons. Number one, vitamin D does not work like an ordinary vitamin. Ordinary vitamins are required for biochemistry to proceed. Vitamin D is an activator. An activator is different than a molecule that is required for a biochemical to proceed. So let me try to be graphic here, give an image that's easy to understand. Remember, biochemistry is all about A turning to B, turning to C, turning to D. I used to use the metaphor of Tinker Toys, but then I realized, or I found out, that younger folks don't even know what Tinker Toys are. So just think of shapes. Shape A goes to shape B, goes to shape C, goes to shape D. We talked to Sean Mullins, I believe his last name was, Sean, anyway, last Friday, about the pathways. Sean's a biochemist, and I always say, if you're sick, go to a biochemist. If you want to understand how the body works, go to a biochemist. Biochemistry is about understanding what are called the pathways. The pathways are how a visual description of A going to B, going to C, going to D, going to E, going to F. It's just shape-shifting. These substances are constantly shape-shifting. And sometimes A doesn't go to B without something in between. You could think of it like a little bridge that connects A to B. That little bridge occasionally is something that's only found in food. For the most part, those little bridges that connect A to B, the body can make them, no problem. But there's a few A to B's. There's a few A to B's that require something that's found in food, fruits and vegetables. Those are called vitamins. They're bridges that facilitate the movement of A to B. Then there's a second class of chemicals that actually turn on the whole process. Those are obviously much more important than the bridges. Let me say it differently. They're all important. These are obviously different than the bridges. The vitamins are bridges that bridge A to B. Without a vitamin, A can't go to B. But the second class of molecules actually turns the whole pathway on. The whole A to B to C to D to E to F to G. Those are called hormones. Hormones are arousers. In fact, the word hormone means I arouse. A hormone turns the whole process on. It does it by an interaction with cells. Hormones interact with cells. Vitamins facilitate chemical reactions. Hormones interact with cells to activate the whole process. Vitamin D is a hormone. Yes, we call it a vitamin. That's only to point to its essentiality. But the fact is it acts like a hormone. That makes it way more powerful. And indeed, it is incredibly powerful. It is a master substance, and that's why you're hearing about it so much. It's unbelievably valuable. But that's not to say that it's some kind of magic panacea. It's not a magical panacea. Do we need it? Yes. I'm going to tell you how to get here and come back from our break. But you don't want to think of it as a magical panacea that will take care of everything. That's not how it works. And that's what I'm hearing, especially when it comes to the immune system. By the way, it's very important for the immune system, but it's not a magical panacea. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Are you confused about vitamin D? So many people are. Do you think vitamin D is some kind of magical substance that you can take to change the way your body responds to viruses and colds and flus and cancer and anti-aging? Well, it has something to do with it. But it's certainly not a magical panacea, and we have a big misunderstanding. Well, we have a big misunderstanding about nutrients in general. A lot of us who understand, or at least are hip to some of the power of nutrition, practice something called allopathic nutrition. Allopathic nutrition is where you take the principles of allopathy, which I'll tell you about here in a second, and apply them to nutrition. Allopathy is against disease. Allopathy, or allopathic medicine, is the idea that you take a pill because it fights a disease. You take vitamin D because it fights a disease is an example of allopathic nutrition. You take vitamin C because it fights cancer is an example of allopathic nutrition. And allopaths, when they hear this kind of stuff, they just laugh. When they hear this kind of stuff, they say, oh, that's ridiculous. Vitamin C isn't going to fight cancer. And in a way, they're right. That's too simplistic. The idea is that vitamin C makes the body stronger and the body fights cancer. Vitamin D makes the body stronger and the body fights cancer. Our goal should be to make the body as strong as possible. And in this way, the crisis that we're dealing with today is just another example of why it's important to take care of the body. There's nothing special about this from the perspective of our health, from the perspective of our poor health, or the perspective of our ability to be healthy. There's nothing special about this virus infection or this viral infection. There's nothing different about this than tuberculosis from that perspective. There's nothing different about this crisis than an ordinary flu or pneumonia from that perspective. There's nothing different about this crisis from autoimmunity from that perspective. It's just another example, just another in a long list of examples of the things that can happen to the body when we're alive, and the things that can happen to the body when we're alive and don't take care of ourselves. Period. Are you going to hear this on the news? No. They don't know this. Are you going to hear from your doctor? Probably not, unless he's well-versed in how the body works. The biochemistry of the body is designed to withstand things, to adjust, to adapt, to protect, to defend. But it needs to have the raw materials to do its work. And that's what we're calling essential nutrients. There's essential vitamins, there's essential amino acids, there's essential fatty acids, and there's essential minerals, and they're all essential. And you know what else? There's probably essential phytonutrients that we don't know about. Now, not all vitamins, as I said before our break, or even though we call them vitamins, act like a vitamin. And it's just just another confusing example of nomenclature. Vitamin D, and by the way, vitamin A, are not vitamins the way other vitamins are vitamins. They're hormones in the sense that they activate cells. Vitamins typically do not have a little space on the cell membrane for them to dock to. The way a hormone works is it sits in a space like a plug sits into a socket. They call it lock and key. Like a key fits into a lock. A hormone is a key. It sits in a lock and it opens up the lock, if you will. That's a metaphor. It works electromagnetically, but nonetheless, it's applicable and it's instructive. A hormone sits in a lock called a receptor, a hormone being a ligand, technically, is the name. A ligand hormone sits in the receptor, activates biochemistry. That makes it massively important. Vitamin D is a hormone in that sense. To make matters worse, vitamin D is really confusing because there's different forms of vitamin D. There's vitamin D2 and there's vitamin D3. Vitamin D2 is the real stuff, the good stuff. Vitamin D3 is the good stuff. Vitamin D3 is the real stuff, the good stuff. Vitamin D2 is found in, I think the mushrooms have some vitamin D2 in them. But for the most part, you're looking at vitamin D3. Not to worry, just think vitamin D. Usually vitamin D3 is the one we're talking about. Vitamin D is a super hormone, but here's where it gets really confusing. It has to be activated in the liver and in the kidney for it to do its business. So if you have kidney disease, and a lot of people do, and when I say kidney disease, I'm talking subclinical. If you're diabetic or you have a dysglycemia, or you have prediabetes, and a lot of people do, probably over 100 million people have something wrong with their blood sugar system, it's going to ultimately affect your kidneys. In fact, that's one of the major problems, probably the most important problem, at least one of the most important problems for diabetics and dysglycemics. What diagnosed or not, is the blood sugar that accumulates can damage the little vessels inside the kidney, and kidney disease ensues. This is why diabetics are at risk for stones, because the kidney is what filters out elements like calcium, which can cause stones. Likewise, liver disease. Between the liver and the kidney, you're probably dealing with half of America. maybe more, have liver and kidney issues, which means they're going to have problems processing vitamin D, which means you could take the vitamin D, but you're not going to get the benefits of the vitamin D. That being said, the best way to get your vitamin D is to get in the sun. And when I say get in the sun, I mean between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, the kind of sun they tell you to stay out of. And speaking of the day, dermatologists and skincare professionals and even other healthcare professionals, you don't want to wear sunscreen when you're out in the sun. And if you have to wear some kind of sun protection because you don't want to burn, get a sunblock. Get some zinc oxide. And when you're out in the sun to get your vitamin D, you want to be wearing shorts and a t-shirt or even less because you need to have your skin contacting as much sun as possible. Don't burn. Do not burn. You want your skin to be just very, very slightly pink maybe. But do not burn. That's the most important thing. This is where the sun gets a bad rap, is we burn. And by the way, when you're out laying out in the sun and you're all sweaty, don't come in and take a shower. Let the sweat sit on your skin for a little bit. If you let the sweat sit on your skin for a little bit, you're going to get more benefits of the vitamin D. And do it every day or at least 3 or 4 days a week. And make sure that you're working on your blood sugar. That is so important. On the triangle of disease, the blood sugar is the link between the digestive system, point number one on the triangle of disease, and the adrenal thyroid complex, point number three on the triangle of disease. The blood sugar system. Work on the blood sugar system. Protect the liver. Protect the kidneys. I did my moment of truth yesterday on prescription drugs and disease and the hidden cost of prescription drugs, the nutritional deficiency, hidden cost of prescription drugs. Every time you take a prescription drug, you lose selenium. Every time you take a prescription drug, you lose vitamin C. Every time you take a prescription drug, you lose copper and you lose manganese and you lose magnesium. And you lose the nutrients that are responsible for helping the liver process those drugs. This is the hidden cost of prescription drugs. It doesn't show up on the side effect profile or on the adverse reaction profile. The hidden cost of prescription drugs represents nutritional deficiencies that lead to other diseases. And nobody's going to ever make the connection to the prescription drugs. By the way, I did my moment of truth today on hydroxychloroquine. I'm hearing a lot about hydroxychloroquine. People want hydroxychloroquine. This is another red herring, hydroxychloroquine. Now people are saying, oh, you should take, we should be able to take hydroxychloroquine. And other people are saying, no, there's no proof about hydroxychloroquine. It's just a diversion, people. You want to protect yourself from the virus, lose weight. Stabilize your blood sugar. Get out in the sun. Make sure you're in a nutritional supplement program. Eat less calories. Exercise. Oxygenate. Forget the hydroxychloroquine. That's silly. And by the way, in the world of pharmacy, hydroxychloroquine has a very bad reputation, FYI. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Sandra Matheson coming up in the next segment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the east coast. The center of Isaias will be passing well east of the Georgia coast this morning, and then Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center says it's on to the Carolinas.
It is forecast to make landfall in either northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina, and then it will be moving inland but not very far inland, so that there'll still be strong winds occurring along the coast. It's likely that we'll see tropical storm force winds spread northward all the way through the mid-Atlantic states into southern New England.
Protests against police brutality and systemic racism quieting down now in downtown Portland, Oregon, after the departure of federal officers. There was a small crowd of a few hundred protesters last night, the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
After a marine training accident off the coast of California last week, the active search for the eight missing has now ended. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Eight troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. Eight Marines were rescued, but one later died, and two are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego.
Prankster comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS and Showtime, over Cohen having called him a pedophile in the now-canceled series that Cohen hosted called Who is America? John Hume, the political leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping bring peace to Northern Ireland, has died at 83. He passed away early today at a nursing home in Londonderry. Hume was one of Northern Ireland's best-known politicians for more than 30 years and played a major role in the peace talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. We've got search engines up if you miss a program or want to review a topic. On BrightsideBen.com and BenFuchsArchives.com. You can also purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com, and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Sandra Matheson is the author of a book called Thrive After 40, How to Seize Life and Grow Your Dreams, and she's also the co-author of a book called The Art and Science of Success. Sandra's a rancher, and she says everything she learned about success, she learned from the farm. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sandra Matheson. Hey, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I should say almost everything I know about life I learned from the farm. I love that line. So you're a rancher. Tell us a little bit about how a rancher got into being a motivational writer, and what is the relationship exactly between farming and ranching and life?
Well, for me, it was realizing as I was approaching middle age and getting into middle age that I had a lot of friends, a lot of people that I knew that were struggling, that were at that point in their life where many people are thinking about retiring, and many were just feeling either lost or maybe had lost their jobs, or they weren't happy in their jobs, or they were feeling stuck. And so, you know, I got to thinking, you know, this is a time in our life when we should be embracing, you know, our maturity and embracing the, you know, the things that we've learned. And on the farm, for me, it was, you know, I've learned so much, and, you know, so much of what happens on the farm really has some application, or a lot of application, I should say, to, you know, what happens in life in general. So for me, it felt like something I really needed to do was to write this book. And being a farmer, a lifelong farmer, and a veterinarian, I felt that I needed to put those things that I learned from the farm into the book as well.
So what is it about farm life or the life of a rancher? I mean, I have this romanticized idea about it probably from movies and such. But what is it about the life of working the land like a farmer, like a rancher, or working with animals like a rancher or vet that is applicable to life in general?
Oh, well, I mean, to me, it's just so important. It's so much a part of my life that it's, you know, it's almost hard to express it. But for one thing, there's that circle of life. I mean, being on the farm, one of the greatest joys that I have is being able to see, you know, new life come into the world. But as the animals get older, you know, things happen. Is sometimes, you know, we have sadness as well, and we've got, you know, we face that loss as well in life. There's also, you know, for me, it's about, you know, if you want something to be able to grow on the farm, whether it's a crop or whether they're animals, is that you need to nurture them. Mm. You need to be able to, you know, to grow them, to make sure they have what they need, and to help them not just to exist but to thrive. And so, you know, that's for me is a big part of how it applies.
So if it's okay, I want to just mention in your book, The Art and Science of Success, there's this whole idea of purpose. And somebody asked me this weekend about my purpose, and I had to think about it. What exactly was my purpose? And then, you know, after a few moments thought, I realized what my purpose was. First of all, how do you define purpose? When you talk about how you can find your purpose, how do you define purpose? And why is it important to know what your purpose is if you're going to have a successful life?
Well, let me start with the second part of that. I think that it's important to know or to have a purpose, because just to kind of exist, to me, I mean, maybe that's okay for some people, but I know for a lot of people and for myself that it has to be more than just existing. I want to be able to, for me, to make a difference. I want to be able to, you know, leave some legacy behind, whether it's, you know, encouraging and teaching a new farmer, or, you know, teaching my grandchildren here on the farm about, you know, about life and how food grows, and teaching my customers about healthy food. So for me, I have to have that purpose of, you know, knowing what it is I want to do and what I want to accomplish and what I want to leave, I think, is really important.
And how do you define that? What's the definition of purpose? A reason for being? A reason for existing? I mean, do you need a reason for existing?
I think that's one way of defining it. It is having something that you work towards. To me, that's what it is. It's okay if we get up every day and we you know, we go to work or we do what we need to do, but to be able to look forward to accomplishing something, to doing something, to doing, and even if just doing something that you enjoy and doing it well, to me, that's a great accomplishment. So, yeah, I think it's to look forward to accomplishing something that makes a difference, whether it's on a large scale or whether it's on a very small scale. But, yeah, for me, that's how I would define purpose.
You think it's kind of like a North Star, like something you can go towards that can keep you on track when life pulls you around?
Yeah, I think so. I recall one time when I got hurt and I was laid up for, you know, just almost a year from injuries, and I had just terrible chronic pain. And, you know, I was very busy before that. And then one day I realized there was nothing on my calendar, nothing whatsoever. And I just felt kind of, I mean, I was like lost. I just thought, you know, here I'm not able to, you know, to do any good, to accomplish anything. And it was pretty frustrating. And luckily, you know, it turned around shortly after that, and I was able to get back and, you know, get out and do some things again. But, yeah, it's to me it's important to be able to, you know, have your purpose in mind and to be able to work towards that.
What's the relationship between responsibility and purpose?
Ah, good question. I have a purpose that I want to be able to make the land better than it was before I got it, and to be able to, you know, grow healthy animals and to help people learn about, you know, where food comes from and to help them become new farmers and such. But I also have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to care for those animals, to care for those lands, to make sure that I am helping to, you know, to teach these people the best practices in the best way they can.
Hey, hang on to that thought, because I got another question I want to ask you about that. We're talking to Sandra Matheson. Her book is Thrive After 40. We'll be back with more Sandra on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sandra Matheson. Her book is Thrive After 40, How to Seize Life and Grow Your Dreams, a book for people over 40 who are looking for purpose. And before I went to break, Sandra, we were talking about this idea of purpose and responsibility. Would you say that purpose involves things that you take responsibility for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it could be something simple as just being, you know, perhaps your talent or your passion is art or music. And so in terms of, you know, physical responsibility, there's less responsibility involved in that. But you also have the responsibility on a different level that if you want to achieve that, you have to practice. You have to, you know, try new things. And so there is a different kind of responsibility, I think, on a different level in that case.
Sam, I need you to speak into the phone. We're losing you a little bit there.
Oh, okay.
Is it helpful to articulate your purpose or to write it down or to talk about it with other people?
Yes. And one of the ways that you can help you determine maybe what your purpose is or what your passion is in life is to be able to talk about it with somebody else and, you know, talk about what you like to do, what your interests are. And every once in a while, there'll be something that really lights you up, makes your eyes sparkle, and somebody will be able to tell that as well. And so, yeah, and it's critical, I believe, to write it down and to really think about what makes you happy, what do you want to do.
I hear so many people telling me, I read about people saying they can't find their purpose, they don't know what they're passionate about. How is it that something that seems like it's so fundamental to being alive can be hidden like that?
Maybe in some cases, I think it's maybe it's looking too hard, or in some cases, maybe even not looking hard enough. I think that sometimes we don't realize that we have, you know, we know what our purpose is or have a purpose. And maybe sometimes we need other people to remind us about that or to tell us about that. So I think it's important to have others around that you can talk about this. You can express it. And, I think that's one way that will help you discover what that is. But really thinking about what makes you happy. I mean, what really makes you smile when you talk about it? I think that's one of the ways to help determine what your purpose is.
Where does fear fit into the equation?
Fear is what keeps most of us from really doing what we want to do. Change is frightening. It is very frightening. We don't know what's going to happen. We tend to go to our worst possible outcomes, with thinking about, well, if I do that, well, maybe I'll fail at it, or maybe I'll lose a bunch of money, or maybe I won't like it. But, we don't give it a chance. And so if we can think about maybe in terms of what would be the best possible outcome if I gave this a try, then I think it's a little bit easier to move forward. One of the most important things that I learned in my life was that sometimes fear doesn't mean that you shouldn't do something. Fear just means that it's challenging you to step outside of your comfort zone. And if we can break through that fear barrier, there are so many wonderful things that wait on the other side. So that, to me, that has made a tremendous difference in my life. And I've done so many wonderful things because I was able to break through the fear.
You know, it's interesting because feel the fear and do it anyway, as the book says.
Yeah.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about little babies or children when they're learning to walk, and then I'm thinking of animals when they're learning to move their bodies when they come out of the womb. There's no fear there, and their only purpose is to learn how to walk or to learn how to move. So is there something that happens in the middle of our growth process or our maturation process that makes us not like that, not like babies any longer, where we're basically fearless?
Yeah, and that's one of the things I talk about in the book, is to kind of embrace that childlike, zest for life that we had. Like you said, like a baby calf. I mean, within, half 20 minutes or a half hour, it's up and it's trying to find milk, trying to find that udder so that it can have its first meal.
And nothing will stop it.
Yeah, nothing will stop it. Children fall down, but they get up again. They do, they do crazy things, but they get up and they do it again because they're trying to learn. And so if we can embrace it, I think a lot of the fear that we have about doing something different or doing something scary, it's learned. I mean, we're always warned to be careful all the time as we get older. I think it's something around age 7 or so when we really, those sort of learned behaviors really kick in, and we begin to actually kind of lose our childhood a little bit.
So, do you watch the news at all?
Yeah.
How are you not going to be in fear? What are they doing? Are they intentionally trying to freak us out? I mean, every minute, 24/7, there's fear. There's nothing but fear. Fear, fear, and only fear. What's up with that? Why do we have a culture where that's what we promote and that's what we encourage?
I know. To me, it's really a sad thing. It's so very true. Most of the news is bad. Once in a while, you'll see a nice story, and I try to look at those, but I think about when the pandemic started. I mean, I admit I was kind of obsessed with, watching the news and what was happening. And then one day I realized, all this is doing is making me, sad and scared. So I don't do that so much anymore.
So is it intentional? It can't be accidental. I mean, the powers that be must know that when you put fear out 24/7 like that, it's not productive. It's not conducive to a healthy culture.
Yeah, well, I think that it just, it's a matter of, headlines, and more people are going to pay attention to something, terrible or scary or horrific than would be more like, they'd be less likely to read a story about, something nice that happened. So I think it's a way of selling the news, and people get caught up in it. And people do want to know what's happening. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I want to know what's happening in the world to some degree. But, it is pretty frightening. And it can certainly make fear worse.
What do you do for inspiration to counteract fear, to get going, to continue on the road to your purpose?
I remind myself about what I was just talking about, was that, breaking through that barrier, and that, if I can just take that first step through there, that I will, you know, I'll be able to have some really wonderful things on the other side. And the other part of it is that, especially if I'm trying to make a decision, if I would like to go someplace where I am happy and relaxed, and for me, it's actually out in the cow pasture. I stand out there and I'm watching the animals, you know, eat the grass, and I just feel so peaceful and at home there. And then it gives me a chance to really think about things and maybe sometimes make decisions.
Is there something peaceful about just watching an animal?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's, it is. And sometimes, you know, occasionally we'll have deer out in the field as well. And sometimes I just stand there or sit there and just watch them. Yeah, for me, it's just, I mean, it's my whole being, I guess you might say. It's where I grew up, and to me, I can't imagine not being around the farm.
Okay, so we got about a minute left. What's one thing you wanted people to take home from the book Thrive After 40 and from everything that you're talking about and your life's work? What's one inspirational thing that you want people to know?
I want people to embrace their maturity, to realize that they have learned so much. And this is the time of our life when we should be thinking about doing the things we want to do and having fun and, you know, and reaching out to people, you know, maybe call up an old friend, but just to realize that we aren't going to be around forever. And, you know, at some point we may not be as mobile as we used to be or as healthy as we used to be. So do it now. I mean, embrace the maturity and really appreciate, you know, what we've learned over the years.
That's awesome. One sentence, what's your purpose in one sentence?
In one sentence, my purpose is to be able to leave the legacy of teaching people about how to improve their lives and also improve the land.
Thank you, Sandra Matheson. The book is Thrive After 40, How to Seize Life and Grow Your Dreams. Thank you, Sandra. Have a beautiful day. It's great. It's been great having you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. All right. That was Sandra Matheson. The book is Thrive After 40. Your website is sandramatheson.com. And that is all the time we have for today. On the Bright Side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Make sure to take a look at our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for longevity products. And Truth Skin Health products can be had at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.